This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a date.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
It most certainly is. Hello, how the heck are you? Has your Tuesday treated you well? Have you been thoroughly delighted that we might finally have got some fabulous weather today? I may have been going a bit overboard with fabulous, but it hit quite literal highs of 18 degrees where I was today. What better to start the show that goes like this with than a weather report? Fantastic. That was in the Brentwood, Billericay and surrounding areas, of course. Anywhere that can pick up phoenixfm.com had good weather today. Hopefully you did as well. Hopefully it's still sunny in your heart while you've tuned in on these airwaves for the show that goes like this. Lots to look forward to tonight as ever. Some fantastic music, some ridiculous holidays. We'll have celebrity birthdays a bit later on. Our roving reporter Scott Fish has been out and about in central London as well. We'll speak to him in about 30 minutes' time. Prediction Master is gloating after one of his tougher predictions came to pass. We'll tell you all about that in due course. And there is an intense debate on the Twitterverse that you can get involved in as well at Bensim Radio if you want a sneak preview. So much to look forward to. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM, Brentwood, Billericay, phoenixfm.com, anywhere else, available on smart speaker and on Mixcloud as well. So lots of ways you can be here. Glad to have your company. Glad to have you tuning in this fabulous Tuesday night. 10 till midnight with you for a couple of hours. No need to go anywhere else. And you can get involved or you can just listen and let it all wash over you. Thanks to everybody that's made track suggestions on social media in the run-up to the show. Very grateful as ever that you did just that. Quite a lot of Fenno Phoenix presenters have got involved tonight as well. So thanks, guys. Loving the support. Enjoying that. So, what's going on today? Well, musically, we're celebrating an historical event which occurred last weekend. It's related to some of the gloating I was talking about earlier. But yes, Max Verstappen did not win the Miami Grand Prix in Formula One, did he? It was won for the first time by a man who's raced in over 100 Grand Prix and never won until last weekend, Mr. Lando Norris. Huge congratulations to you. We're not dedicating the whole show to Formula One, but musically, we're playing tracks that link and celebrate that victory. Tracks with the word win in them, with the word first in them, with the word won, with the word once, maybe. You know, they all just celebrate Lando's win. So congratulations to him. And therefore, I'm sure it won't be the last time he'll win a Grand Prix. And thanks to Nigel Fitzmaurice, this track is appropriate to open the show. Of course, it's great when fellow Phoenix presenters suggest music for your show. Very grateful to Nigel. Appropriate for Lando and McLaren, this is the Bee Gees.
We got a little bit of a bigger, and tell us a lot of fun. Phoenix FM.
Bee Gees, and you win again, getting us going musically for tonight's show. Why the heck was that appropriate? If you joined us late, we're celebrating musically Lando Norris's maiden Formula One victory at the Miami Grand Prix over the weekend. Huge congratulations to him. What a fantastic feeling. You could see how emotional he was with how he reacted straight away as soon as realising he was victorious. Wonderful stuff. So, yes, lots of ridiculous holidays occur today, this week and this month. I'll be telling you about those in due course, and loads of ridiculous stuff coming out throughout the show as well. Remember, if you want to drop me a message in any way whatsoever, it's Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, the places on your social media where you can drop me a line. Many people already have, and many people have already got some early votes in, which I'm excited about. On the hotly contested poll, tonight's intense debate on the Twitterverse at Ben Sim Radio will give you a sneak peek at what it's all about before I tell you in about 45 minutes' time. So, yes, I'm excited to hear from Scott Fish today. If you've listened in recent weeks, you'll know he's our roving reporter who gets into all kinds of scrapes, not always reliable, but always entertaining, and he'll be back at around about 10:30 as well. And, yeah, Prediction Master, as I said at the top of the show, very much gloating this week. But, you know, it won't be long until he gets one wrong, I'm sure. Anyway, let's have another track and then we'll really get into the nitty-gritty of tonight's show. It's already 11 minutes past 10. Let's not waste a second more. Thanks to Nick Field, another Phoenix alumni. Is that the right term? Colleague? Alumni just sounds better. Anyway, here's Hot Chocolate. Cheers, Nick. You do to me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Hot Chocolate, of course. Fantastic stuff. Loving your appropriate suggestions to celebrate Lando's win at the Formula One Grand Prix last weekend. That's what we're doing musically. I'm not going to keep mentioning it. If you weren't here at the start, if you've just joined and you don't know what I'm talking about, unlucky. Right, so what's going on in the world of ridiculously named holidays today, this week, this month? Well, yes, there are some good ones and some weird ones, some worthy ones and some ludicrous ones, as ever. So first of all, today on the 7th of May, from 0001 last night until midnight tonight, just as I leave you, it is National Teacher Day. Celebrate your teachers. Some of them you may not like, some of them you may like very much, but celebrate them. Without them, you wouldn't be able to learn. Quite literally, you'd just be 30 people sat in a room wondering what the heck to do. So yes, National Teacher Day, fabulous. It's also on the 7th of May, National Tourism Day. And yes, maybe you should go around and do something touristy. Go to one of those popular attractions that you live so close to you never think of going to. I'm a bit like that. I did all those London landmarks when I was a kid, and there's loads I haven't been to lately. Quite a few I think it would be worth going on. Do you know, and I'm ashamed to admit this when you think how long ago it opened, I've never been on the London Eye. Unbelievable, never been there. I had a message from Ellie from Beckles saying, didn't alumnus mean someone that went to the same school? Which is strictly true, so thanks for that, Ellie. But if you look at the definition available online, it says a graduate or former student of a particular school is an alumnus, and the plural is alumni, of course. Particular school, college or university, however, can also mean a former member of a group, company or organisation. So obviously, Nick Field is still with Phoenix FM. Had he left, I could call him an alumnus or one of the alumni of Phoenix FM and get away with it. According to Wikipedia, alumni are former students or graduates of a school, college or university. The feminine plural alumni is sometimes used for groups of women, and alums or alums as gender-neutral alternatives. The word comes from Latin meaning nurslings, pupils or foster children, derived from alere, A-L-E-R-E, to nourish. There you go, you learn things on the show that goes like this within the first 20 minutes. Fabulous. I was halfway through Ridiculous Holidays and got distracted, but thank you for sending that in. See, you send something in to me, you will get a shout out on the airways if it's worthy. Fabulous. Yes, now, we've had great days, Teacher Day, Tourism Day, fabulous. But all week this week, very excitingly, because we're still basically at the beginning of the week, it is National Herb Week. Time to watch movies like Herbie Rides Again, listen to the music of Herb Alpert. No, of course, I'm talking about things that grow, plants, herbs. Okay. It is National Herb Week. Maybe we'll delve into the wonderful world of herbs a bit later in the show. I know many of you will be thrilled to hear those words. But now, when we talk about ridiculous holidays, bear in mind this goes on for a month. And we're basically at the beginning of May. We've still got 3 weeks to enjoy National Asparagus Month. And if you thought that deserved a silly fanfare, wait for this one. This next one is a genuine one. Ah, KFC, Nando's, and other places that serve a lot of chicken probably will not agree with this, or maybe they do in a weird kind of way, but genuinely, all throughout May, I haven't made this up, is International Respect for Chickens Month. I'm sorry, I am sorry to have to tell you that. International Respect for Chickens Month? What? It's like someone just went, oh, we need something stupid, what should we do? Yeah, let's do that, we'll go with it. International Respect for Chickens Month. It goes on for 30 days. Oh, 31 maybe. Unbelievable. I can't really dwell on it. It's just going to upset me too much. I'm genuinely sorry. Okay, let's get more music on before the rage takes over. Thanks so much to Paul Saunders and Keith Woodcock, independently of each other, suggested this next track, so we'll get it on for you. We've had hot chocolate already. We can have hot chocolate again. This is So You Win Again.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hot chocolate for the second time in a row, so you win again. Fantastic stuff. Right. Well, somehow it's 25 past 10 already. I don't understand how the time can go that fast. It's quite frankly ludicrous. We will be speaking to our roving reporter in about 5 minutes' time, which is very exciting. Now, I did say at the top of the show it's National Tourism Day today. Just while this next track is on, I want you to think of where tourists are likely to visit in London. Which places are they likely to go to? And the big question is, has Scott Fish managed to get himself to any of those places? Stay tuned just for 5 minutes or so if you want to find out, because he'll be on at 10:30. Very excited for Scott to be here. And before that, we need another track, and therefore we need a track that has instances of winning or being first or doing well in it. So therefore, this track has the word first in its title, so it's very appropriate. We're going to slow things down. Here's Roberta Flack.
First time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your your face.
Phoenix FM.
What a beautiful track. If that doesn't get you in the mood for Scott Fish, nothing will.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, once again, he's on the end of the phone line, reliable as ever. I'm delighted to be speaking to our roving reporter, Scott Fish.
Hello, Ben. How the devil are you?
I'm very well, Scott. How the devil are you?
Well, I'm out and about and enjoying myself totally with the people of London.
That's what we like to hear. Now, of course, we've got you roving on the subject of tourism today, and where better than to find tourists than some of London's hottest tourist attractions. So, one, what the heck kind of exciting tourist attractions can you tell us about, and what have you found out about tourists there?
Goodness me, I have been all over central London. So we started out at Madame Tussauds.
Ah.
Other waxwork museums are available. Wait, no, they're not.
Not in central London, really.
No, just that one waxwork museum. I moved on to Buckingham Palace.
Fabulous.
Which you may know as the residence of the monarchy.
Yes.
The English monarchy, that is. And then I went to the London Eye, which is not a real eye, it turns out. So that was quite unbelievable. And I finished off at the Shard.
Lovely stuff. Well, you've certainly had a fun-filled, exciting day, I'm sure. But
I have made good use of the Phoenix FM London travel card, I'll tell you that.
You finally got your hands on one this week. You've done well.
Well, if you will leave your wallet lying around.
Yeah, of course. So, all right, well, that's quite exciting. You've been to Madame Tussauds, Buckingham Palace, the London Eye, and the other places you said.
The
Shard, that was it, yeah. What can you tell us, firstly, then, about Madame Tussauds? Obviously, very popular tourist destination. Have you got any facts and stats for us about tourists there?
Absolutely. So, Madame Tussauds, obviously a French lady.
Yeah.
And she decided to start a waxwork museum, which I thought was great. I went along to sort of speak to some of the tourists right there.
Yeah.
And the queue, it's a very popular attraction. I think it's number two or three in London. And there was a queue that was over 2 hours long.
Wow.
And that's just on a normal weekday. You know, it's not a school holiday, just a normal weekday and a massive queue. And so I went up and down the queue interviewing the people there to see what sort of tourists we had in London coming to see Madame Tussauds on a morning.
I'd be interested to know the nationalities of the tourists. Was there one kind of more frequently occurring tourist nationality than others? Was it a lovely mix of people from other nations visiting our country?
It was a cosmopolitan melting pot.
Right.
Although I will say there were quite a lot of Americans there.
Yeah.
And yeah. It sounds stereotypical to say, Ben, and I won't say it's all of them, but a lot of them were quite loud and a little bit annoying. That's not my words. That's the words of all the other Americans in the queue. They all got quite angry at each other, really.
Yeah.
There was a few fights. I jumped in to try and stop them, and I was asked to leave Madame Tussauds. But in the meantime, I'd had a really nice sort of half hour or so talking to some of them. There were a couple of French people who had gone there thinking that Madame Tussauds was a cafe.
Right, yeah.
But they were wrong, as it turns out.
Of course.
Because, as I said, it is a waxwork museum. And
yes.
I was perhaps most excited to find a Kazakhstanian in the queue. And,
right.
They said, do you know the way to King's Cross Station? So I pointed them just down the Euston Road and they got home absolutely fine.
Well, that's lovely that you're providing that service. Did all the tourists, were they looking forward to a particular waxwork above all the others? I mean, who's the most popular waxwork currently situated in Madame Tussauds?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, obviously, I think There was one that really did it. It wouldn't have been my first choice.
Right.
Taylor Swift was incredibly, they were all very excited about the Taylor Swift wax work.
Of course.
Apparently, the attention to detail there, they'd measured Taylor Swift really meticulously. And
well, you'd expect
That would be a good job for anybody to have, I think.
Yeah, let's not dwell on that in these modern times, Scott, but let's
then... Dwelling on the jobs that are available in London tourist attractions. I mean, it's part of my brief there, Ben, you know.
No, of course, I'm not saying anything other than let's move on. So you then went to Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
Now, I say recently, I mean sort of probably started about 10 years ago, didn't it? They actually opened the doors to Buckingham Palace. Certain areas are now, you know...
That's right, so the queue there was 2.5 hours. So a little bit longer than Madame Tussauds.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And people were very excited about seeing the king, but it turns out he wasn't at home today, so...
Ah, that's a shame.
There was quite a lot of angry Americans in the queue really started fighting with a lot of the other Americans.
Right, yeah, well, thank goodness you were there to prevent any further disasters.
Although one of the most surprising ones, there was a Botswanan lady there who was thoroughly lovely and let me have a couple of her sweets from the bag that she'd brought with her. So
oh, nice. Were this original?
No.
Okay, that's fine. So you didn't get to go inside Buckingham Palace or see any amazing royal artifacts, heirlooms, artwork?
I mean, by the time I'd queued up for it, I'd very much run out of my allotted time at Buckingham Palace. So,
right,
but
yeah.
I have to say the layout and the sort of artwork they have around the queue area is really quite first rate.
Okay, fabulous. Well, let's just because I'm aware that we'd never have too long to spend with you roving in a two-hourly show that goes like this, let's move on to the London Eye. Of course, everybody knows it's basically a giant Ferris wheel, but
it's a giant Ferris wheel, and it's a very, very giant Ferris wheel, I'll say that.
Yeah, but how excited were the tourists around the London Eye in that area?
Ben, it was fever pitch. It really was.
Wow.
There was a 3-hour queue at the London Eye.
Right.
And
yeah.
Everyone in the queue was very excited about getting to see London from up on high. So
yeah.
Obviously, we were well into the afternoon here. The sun was shining. People were really excited about it. And no one was more excited than the man who checks the pods as they come down for people for things that they'd left in there.
Oh, okay.
And I said, well, surely you get to see them use it every time. He said, no, I've never actually been up there. I've always got to check it when it comes down to the bottom, so...
Well, he's some sort of lost property representative. Does he not return it?
Yeah, no, he never gets to go up there. Apparently he's worked there for 11 years, never once been up to the top.
That would be an interesting thing to find out while you were roving, if staff who work on the London Eye get allowed journeys on it a set amount of times a year or something.
That, to be fair, is probably one of the most interesting things I could have found out, yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't this time, did you?
No, I didn't.
So, you found...
I was just really talking to the Americans in the queue and how excited they were about seeing London from up high.
Yeah.
It turns out a lot of them weren't that excited and were spoiling for a fight.
Wow. I'm noticing a theme that developed in a lot of the places you went to today. You seem to have been getting into close altercations with Americans.
There was a terribly charming Uruguayan chap there, though, who gave me a slice of his quiche, which I thought was generous.
That's lovely. So you got Botswanan sweets and Uruguayan quiche. You've had an eclectic diet today, at least, haven't you?
Yeah, a melting pot of food.
Yeah.
Although that would probably be more like a fondue, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course. Well, that possibly leads us on to your final venue, the Shard, which obviously has some fantastic restaurants in it. Did you
exactly? And the restaurants and the viewing platform up at the top. The queue for that was only 7 minutes, so I got to spend a lot of time up there, and it's, do you know, I found something out today while roving, something that I'd never really learned before.
Right.
So I suffer quite badly from vertigo, so...
oh, and you never knew.
Yeah, I've just got out of hospital. I was in there for a couple of hours, actually.
Oh, right, that's unfortunate, yeah.
I was very, very ill.
Okay.
Turns out, if you're sick from the viewing platform, it will go all the way down to the streets of London as well, so...
Yeah, that's not something nice for the tourists, but...
So a lot of Americans got covered in it, and they were quite angry and wanted to fight me, but...
Although, how could they have possibly known it came from you sort of many, many yards above? You know, at least you've got anonymity when you get to the ground level.
Yeah, I mean, they did all run up there to try and find me, but they were definitely out of breath by the time they'd run up all those stairs.
Well, your plan worked well then, sort of getting away from out-of-breath people.
I think it was just exciting to spend a day among some of London's biggest landmarks and meeting the cosmopolitan world, a global world of tourism, and just how excited those tourists were. And I feel like I've learned a lot, and I've also lost a bit of weight.
Well, well said, Scott Fish. Just before we let you go, I think you've done some successful roving. I'd just like to know, four major sites within London you visited then, Madame Tussauds, Buckingham Palace, the London Eye and the Shard. If you were a tourist in London for the day, I mean, obviously you've got to allow for this horrendous queuing time that I wasn't really aware of.
Yeah,
but,
the queuing is a serious issue, I think.
Yeah. No, I'm just wondering how much that would cost an average person to go to those places, you know, in a day.
Yeah, so Madame Tussauds for a normal adult ticket is about £30.
Right.
Buckingham Palace for a normal adult ticket is about £35.
Right.
The London Eye is about £40. And the Shard is about £170, although I may... there may have been an administrative cock-up with that.
All right, well, that adds to just around about £295, if my maths is right. So, it's, you know, being a tourist in London is going to set you back a bit.
It's not cheap, Ben, and if you're American, expect a fight.
Yeah, well, some great roving from you there, Scott. Thank you so much. And
my pleasure, as always. I like to give satisfaction, and I like to think I've satisfied you tonight.
Well, what better time to finish this conversation than with those words, Scott Fish. Carry on roving. We'll enjoy speaking to you next week. Bye for now.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Chiffons with One Fine Day. That was suggested by Sue Burton. Thanks for that. I never attributed the track, but a little while ago, before Scott Fish, the first time ever I saw your face from Roberta Flack was suggested by Denise Hare as well. Thank you to everybody that suggested music for tonight's show on social media in the run-up to it. Thanks as well to Scott Fish once again for his excellent roving around the tourist attractions of London. Some hard-hitting journalism there, I'm sure you'll agree, as ever. Well, the great music is keeping on coming. We've still got to fit in celebrity birthdays, Prediction Master, and news of the intense debate on the Twitterverse. I will play one more track and then I'll tell you about that. And so, therefore, let's get more music on almost straight away. Thanks to Graham Long. It's time for classic ABBA.
I don't wanna talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. That's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belong there. I figured it makes sense. It feels the same when she calls your name. Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed. The judges will decide the likes of me. If it makes you feel sad, and I understand, you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes it all. Oh,
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
ABBA and The Winner Takes It All, of course. And a slight nod to the fact that Eurovision is happening this weekend. I think semi-finals have been on TV the last couple of nights, haven't they? But yeah, good luck to Ollie Alexander representing the UK in Malmo on Saturday. So sure to be a fantastic occasion. So much more great music to feature throughout the rest of the show. We're going to hear from the likes of U2, Ariana Grande, Queen, Rod Stewart, Kylie, Bananarama, Bob Marley, Flo Rida, and the Spice Girls. A couple of tracks I'm holding back. There's an excellent one to finish with that you can't fail to enjoy. Remember, all the music tonight inspired by Lando Norris's first Formula One Grand Prix victory in Miami last weekend. Huge congratulations to him. So all the tracks relate to winning, doing well, having the number one in them, or the word one, or the word once, or a variety of sorts. So therefore deemed appropriate by me. Yes, lots of great music still to come. Celebrity birthdays still to come. Although I would now like to talk to you about tonight's intense debate. That was intense. It's not that intense. Although I do like to have a debate raging on the Twitterverse while the show is on the air. That means you can only vote for around about an hour. But I am asking, because we talked about tourism and hotspots in London, this isn't a place that Scott Fish visited, certainly none of these places, but I am asking, which tower is better? The Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? Just between those three, which do you think is better? Which tower is better? The Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? You've got an hour to vote. It's on Twitter, only available on the profile at Bensim Radio, all one word, BENSIMRADIO, at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Have a look for it, have a search. Obviously, you've got it saved in your phone for quick link, accessing. That's exactly what I wanted to say. Access would have been better. I don't know why I suddenly had a grammatical nightmare. But anyway, which tower is better? The Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? Get your votes cast. Also, get yourself on Twitter. Give that post a repost, a retweet. More people will see it. More people will get involved. Even more votes will fly in. Thanks so much to the many people who voted already. Exciting developments. Which tower is better, then? We will find out in a tourist way. Do they prefer the Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? Over to you, lovely voters. Now, over to Stuart James with his musical choice of U2 and One.
Is it getting better? Do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share. Taste in your mouth. You act like you're
Phoenix FM.
One from you two. Fantastic. It's almost an hour into the show and we haven't talked about celebrity birthdays. Should we enjoy them? I think we should. Let's enjoy them now. 7th of May, who is celebrating today? Well, former Big Brother winner TV presenter Kate Lawler is 44 today. Boxer Tommy Fury is 25 today. Arctic Monkeys drummer Matt Helders is 38 today. Comedian Morgana Robinson is celebrating. She's 42. And Aston Villa midfielder Youri Tielemans is 27 today. And children's author Michael Rosen is 78. Those are your celebrity birthdays. As ever, of course, if it's your birthday, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. There are so many people I'm in contact with on social media who celebrate birthdays every single day. I can't possibly wish every one of you a happy birthday every single time. So apologies for that. It was my mum's birthday. How long ago? 2 weeks ago. And my show went off the air literally seconds before it was her birthday. And I never wished her a happy birthday, which was remiss of me, I will admit. So happy birthday, mum, for 2 weeks ago. Love you. Right, let's have more music and I'll keep you updated on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. We've got to hear about Prediction Master as well. And with it being National Herb Week, perhaps I could share some facts with you that is herb-related. A herb-related segment on the show that goes like this. Don't say it's not incredibly, incredibly exciting. Here's Ariana Grande.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love that track, Ariana Grande, One Last Time. If you're on the Mixcloud webcam feed, you'll have seen me singing along to that in the studio. You probably won't have been able to hear me, which is a shame. I've got a nice voice. But, you know, you can do that. You can see what's going on in the studio. We can see exactly how I've presented myself to the webcam viewing millions this evening. It's available on Mixcloud.com. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can even join in the chat in the chat box at the side of the video feed. Just search Phoenix 98 FM on Mixcloud and you'll find the page. Great stuff. So, coming up to 11:05, it's Tuesday the 7th of May. It's all kinds of ridiculous holidays. It's National Teacher Day, National Tourism Day, National Herb Week, National Asparagus Month, and somehow International Respect for Chickens Month. I still can't believe I haven't made that up. It is a genuine thing. Now, with it being National Herb Week, I'm now going to share with you some facts about herbs. If you're quite culinary, maybe you'll already know some of these herbs, but they're the 10 most popular herbs used in British cooking. Obviously used all over the world, but through my exhaustive research, I've discovered these 10 are the most popular. Okay, number one, basil. Not faulty, the herb. Commonly used in Italian dishes, basil is great for adding flavour to soups and sauces. When cooking, add it towards the end to maintain flavour. See, we give you some culinary tips on the show that goes like this. When growing, keep soil moist and water the plant the night before harvest. Pinch or cut off any flowers and spikes that form. Harvest basil frequently and it will continue to grow. Basil, the most popular herb used in UK kitchens. There we go. Number two. Can't believe this is number two because I don't really like it. Coriander. Most common in Mexican and Asian dishes, the flavour is strong. Yes, I've always found it too bitter. But anyway, use sparingly and add more to taste. To harvest, I love the term harvest with herbs rather than just picking them out of a pot. Harvest them. It sounds more grand. It's what a posh restaurant would call it, isn't it? So, freshly harvested. They mean someone's just picked it out of a pot. Anyway, to harvest coriander, use sharp, clean scissors and cut approximately a third of the way down your plant. Harvest weekly for continued growth. I'm enjoying harvesting herbs for your kitchen. It is technically what you do, I suppose. And just in this segment, number three, dill. Delicious addition to dips, soups, herb butters, salads and fish dishes. Dill has the strongest flavour just before, it's easy for me to say, flowering occurs. It's best to harvest only what you need for recipes. Don't save your dill. No, use pruning scissors. Cut stems flush with the main stem so the plant can continue to produce. Harvest often to avoid seed production. There we go. Top three, basil, coriander and dill. All the herb-related facts you could ever want and less will continue in the next part of the show. Until then, though, we need to hear... I never thanked Adam Dakin for suggesting Ariana Grande. A huge apologies, Adam. Thanks for that. One last time, courtesy of Adam Dakin. Now we're going back to Paul Saunders. He suggested hot chocolate earlier, and he now wants to hear from Queen. No problem, Paul. Thank you so much. You all know what this track is. I don't really need to introduce it. It's one of those that literally needs no introduction. Should I stop speaking? Fine.
Let's go! He walks fairly down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the beast, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Yeah.
And that was Queen and Another One Bites the Dust. And just when you thought you couldn't get any more facts about herbs, get ready. Number four, UK's most popular herbs to cook with, mint. Yes, and who'd have even remembered there are two types of mint, spearmint, peppermint. Spearmint typically used in desserts, teas and jellies. Peppermint generally used for its strong aroma in many dishes. For a large amount, cut right before flowering, about an inch from the pot. Individual leaves can be harvested at any time. Number five, oregano. Now, doesn't it annoy you when you hear people say oregano? It does me. Is there a correct pronunciation? It's oregano. Of course it is. It's most common in Italian and Greek dishes, often used in soups, stews and sauces. You should harvest individual leaves from the stem or harvest a long stem with leaves on it. Allow the plant to grow to a minimum of 4 inches previous to harvesting. Regular trimming keeps the plant bushier. I've heard that before. Now, number six and seven are different variants of parsley. Italian parsley and curly parsley. Italian parsley is commonly used in soups, sauces and salads and reduces the need for salt. Generally used to add flavour to dishes rather than a garnish. Harvest when the leaf stems have 3 segments, okay? Curly parsley brings a crisp taste to salads, vegetables and herb butters. It is most commonly used as a garnish. And just like Italian parsley, cut leaves from the outer portion of the plant and leave the inner portions to mature. So, there we go. We've now dealt with basil, coriander, dill, mint, oregano, not pronounced anything else, and parsley. And coming up, the final three of the 10 most popular herbs. First of all, though, whether you cut your herbs appropriately close to the branch, to the pot, or whatever, the first cut is the deepest, isn't it? Yep. That was appropriate. Here's Rod Stewart. Thanks to John Chubb for this, by the way. Who's celebrating Ipswich in the Premier League.
Someone who's torn it apart. won't I try to love again?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The first cut is the deepest from Rod Stewart there, courtesy of John Charb, another fellow Phoenix presenter who suggested I play that. And as I said, just glossed over it really, John Charb celebrating Ipswich's return to the Premier League after 22 years away, even dropping as low as the third tier of English football in the darkest times. And incredible back-to-back promotions to come back to the Premier League. Fantastic stuff. John will be very happy about that. So, yes, we're still talking about Herbs. While that track was on, I've been very reliably informed that, British people say oregano, Americans say oregano, Italians, who you've got to go with, really, say more like oregano. Oregano. There's many ways of saying it, basically. It's as simple as that. I don't think I've made it seem as simple as that. Anyway, oregano. That's how Italians say it. Anyway, thank you to everybody who's written in about that. But I don't think I've put to bed the oregano pronunciation debate. I'm going to say it how I will always say it and be corrected by people who know more than me in the future. There we go. But the final of the three The final three of the top 10 herbs used in UK kitchens are coming up right now. Number 8, rosemary. Used for poultry, lamb and soups, rosemary has a sweet and resinous flavour. You should trim stems to harvest and pull leaves off by hand, or use full stems as a skewer. Cut stems completely back to a main or side branch. Okay, there we go. Rosemary at number 8. At number 9, sage. Yes, popular in poultry and meat seasoning. Yes, we've all had stuffing with sage in it, haven't we? Sage is great in many culinary dishes. Using sharp scissors, cut leaves directly off the plant and harvest as needed. Harvest the youngest and most tender leaves of sage for the best flavour. And finally then, number 10, what else could it be but thyme? Can be used in almost any dish, but especially marinades, vegetables, pasta, potatoes and pizza. For the strongest flavour, you should harvest thyme just before blooming and snip the top 2/3 of each shoot. Avoid cutting into the woody section of the plant. Fabulous stuff. So just to recap then, top 10 herbs used in UK cooking. Thyme, sage, rosemary, parsley, oregano, mint, dill, coriander and number 1, basil. There we go. Educational stuff on the show that goes like this. Amazing. Right, time for more music. Sue Burton suggested Kid Rock and First Kiss. Happy to oblige, Sue.
I remember waiting for the school bus. Jenny Clayton was my first crush, and neither one of us had a clue. In Cheyenne, it was my first truck, rusted, rough, and kind of beat up. But when she jumped in, it felt brand new.
Taking over, and we can't fight this getting older. My Phoenix FM.
That was Kid Rock and First Kiss. Remember, all the tracks relate to celebrating Lando Norris's maiden Formula One victory last weekend. Quickly, time before I squeeze in as many tracks as I possibly can. Can I really get 7 more in before I leave you? I think so. The intense debate is raging for another 25 minutes on the Twitterverse, simply asking which tower is better. Because it's National Tourism Day, which do you prefer out of these three options? The Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? It's available on Twitter for you to vote at Ben Sim Radio, BenSimRadio. That's the profile, at Ben Sim Radio. And it will be at the top of the profile. It's a single click or tap to cast your vote. Please give it a repost, a retweet. More people will see it. More people can get involved. It's always great when people do. I don't want to tell you how it's going. I am going to reveal how it's gone in around about 23 minutes' time. So you've not got long left to vote and share and get people involved. So do it. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Right, here's a track I first heard many, many years ago and ultimately enjoyed, so I'll carry on enjoying it now. I'm absolutely certain. This is Kylie, Love at First Sight.
Just have a one-on-one.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was Kylie, Love at First Sight, suggested by Lou Ballard. Thank you very much for that. And before we get into any more music, I think we really ought to do this.
Prediction Master.
Now, I did say at the top of the show that Prediction Master was gloating this week. He's had a particularly unlikely, I would say, prediction come true. So, well done. I like talking about Prediction Master in the third person, but yes, it is me. anyway, Prediction Master predicted that last weekend, Max Verstappen would not win the Miami Grand Prix. Now, I know what you're thinking. If you don't follow Formula One all that closely, he's one driver out of 20. Why on earth would we assume he would win every race? But having won the previous seven or eight races pretty comfortably, it was kind of going against the grain to suggest he would not win again. But, fantastically, Lando Norris did take the checkered flag ahead of Max Verstappen, so Prediction Master was correct. Yet another correct prediction for Prediction Master. I am in the process of doing truly exhaustive research, going through about 35 previous shows to find out Prediction Master's actual score. I will bring that to you in due course. It's not ready tonight, I won't lie. But what kind of prediction is happening this evening? We are going back to football with playoffs going on, with leagues having finished. The Premier League still has some games to go. We are returning to the Premier League. Now, Arsenal have hit top form once again with a minor blip a couple of weeks back. Manchester City looking imperious as well. Can Arsenal prevent them from a fourth consecutive Premier League title? It certainly won't be my beloved Liverpool now, who are well and truly out of the running. But last night, and I did take some pleasure in this, I must admit, as a Liverpool fan, Manchester United got absolutely trounced by Crystal Palace 4-0, with many people commenting it was one of Man U's worst performances this season. Crystal Palace have been very good, particularly when Elise and Eze are featuring for them. Whether they can keep both of them before the start of next season remains to be seen. But Prediction Master's prediction this week focuses on the match going on Sunday at Old Trafford. Manchester United will want a reaction. Arsenal will want to be able to win the league and hope Man City slip up somewhere. Manchester United are taking on Arsenal at Old Trafford. Now, remember, Prediction Master can't just make a run-of-the-mill prediction. Oh, Man U are going to win. Oh, Arsenal are going to win. Oh, it's going to be a draw. Any of those things would be, what's Prediction Master going to say that's unusual? Okay, Prediction Master is predicting this week Arsenal will not concede a goal at Old Trafford in that game. You heard it here first from the man who said Max Verstappen would not win in Miami. Prediction Master is saying when Arsenal travel to Old Trafford on Sunday to play Manchester United in the Premier League, Arsenal will not concede a goal. Their defence will not be breached. That's all he's saying. You heard it here first on the show that goes like this. Prediction Master.
Prediction Master.
Screaming Phoenix FM.
Bananarama, loving the first degree, suggested by Megan Shandley. Thank you very much for doing that on social media in the run-up to the show. I got to talk less and music more. Otherwise, I won't fit it all in. You've got 12 minutes left to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Which tower is better on National Tourism Day? Is it the Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? Get those votes in. Give it a retweet or a repost. You may just squeeze in a few more people getting to see it, and a few more votes may trickle in before the time is up. Remember, all the music has to have something about winning, or the number one, or coming first, or the word once. Something to do with that to celebrate Lando's win in Miami. Let's have more from Bob Marley. And the Wailers, of course. Not so much wailing as backing singing. Bob Marley and the backing singers wouldn't have been quite as good and a bit more generic. This is One Love, anyway, on the show that goes like this.
One love, one heart, let's get together and feel alright.
Hear the children crying.
One love,
hear the children crying.
One heart,
saying give thanks and praise to the Lord. And I will feel alright. Say it.
Let's get together and feel alright.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let them help us all their dirty remarks.
One love.
There is one question I'd really love to ask.
One heart.
Is there a place for the hopeless sinners who has hurt all mankind, just to save his own belief?
One love.
What about a one heart?
One heart.
What about a
let's love? Get together and feel alright.
As it was in the beginning,
one love.
So shall it be in the end.
One heart.
Alright.
Thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will be.
Together to fight this holy Armageddon.
One love.
So when the man comes, there will be no doom.
One song.
Have pity on those whose chances grow thin. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Yeah, yeah.
One love.
What about the one?
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Bob Marley and the Wailers with One Love, of course. So now you've only got eight minutes left to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. I'm not going to keep going on about it, but I'm just going to warn you, this could be your last chance at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Thanks to everybody who's voted so far. Remember, on the 7th of May, it's National Teacher Day, National Tourism Day. All week, it's National Herb Week. And all month, it's National Asparagus Month and International Respect for Chickens Month. I didn't make it up. It exists. Even though it's quite literally insane. Right, somehow four tracks still to squeeze in and the results of the intense debate and sum up the entire show, and we've still got 17 and a half minutes. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood or Billericay. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. It's the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Here's Flo Rida featuring Sia.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you. Shut down the cloud with you.
don't care, we like almost there, the right vibe, ready to get live, ain't no surprise, take me so high, jumping those dives, surfing the crowd, ooh, then I gotta be the man, I'm the head of my band, mic check, one, two, shut them down in the club where the Playboy does, till they all get loose, loose, out the bottle, we all get fit, then again tomorrow, gotta break rules, cause that's the motto, club shut down, 100 supermodels.
Hey, I heard you are a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home, it'd be a home run. Show me how you do. I wanna shut down the club with you. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones, wild ones, wild ones.
Party rocker, for showstopper, more shampoo, number one club hopper. Gotta hang over like too much vodka. Can't see me with 10 binoculars, so cool. No doubt by the end of the night, got the clothes coming off, then I make that move. Somehow, someway, gotta raise the roof, roof. All black shades when the sun come through. Uh-oh, it's on like everything goes. Wild life, baby, to the freak it shows. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, the permit high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. My life, come on, Muhammad, then we hit fame. Do we beat it with the deal, we get insane.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home and be a home run, show me how you do. I wanna shut down the club with you. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones, wild ones, wild ones. Ooh. I am a wild one, break me. Saddle me up and let's begin. I am the wild one, tame now. Running with wolves and I'm on the prowl.
Show you another side of me. A side you never thought you'd see. Tear up that body, dominate you till you have enough. I need it like the wild star.
Phoenix FM.
Flo Rida featuring Sia. That was Wild Ones, played for Louise Krizan. Thank you very much for that. And now Ben Harris has suggested another one. I'm going to get it on quickly. You've got about 5 minutes or less left to vote in the intense debate. Results coming up after Robert Miles featuring Maria Naylor.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was One and One, Robert Miles featuring Maria Naylor. The intense debate is over for another week. Which tower is better on National Tourism Day? Is it the Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? The Eiffel Tower getting 14.3% of the vote, the Tower of London getting 57.1% of the vote, Blackpool Tower 28.6% of the vote. So the Tower of London is best. Must have the most valuable stuff inside it, I guess, although Blackpool Tower has a circus, but, you know, and that Strictly show every year. But can you really go against the crown jewels? Don't know what's in the Eiffel Tower, other than a load of iron. Anyway, right, yes, Tower of London wins. Okay, time for a penultimate track on tonight's show. Remember, they all have to be about winning or have the word one in them. Even the number one is better. Here are the Spice Girls.
FM.
That was the Spice Girls and Two Become One, of course. Well, somehow got to sum up the entire show in a very small amount of time. So therefore, Thanks to everybody that suggested tracks. Nigel Fitzmaurice, Nick Field, Paul Saunders, Denise Hare, Sue Burton, Graham Long, Adam Dakin, John Chubb, Lou Ballard, Megan Shanley, Craig Hamilton, Sarah Farmer, Ben Harris, Louise Krizan, you're all legends. We found out that Michael Rosen shares a birthday with Tommy Fury. We found out it's International Respect for Chickens Month somehow. Scott Fish went to Madame Tussauds and Buckingham Palace and argued with Americans. Prediction Master was right about Verstappen not winning. Will he be right about Arsenal not conceding? You'll find out on Sunday. The number one herb in the UK is basil, and people would rather visit the Tower of London than the Eiffel Tower or Blackpool Tower. It's been a pleasure, as ever, to play us out a track that really celebrates Lando Norris competing in over 100 Grand Prix before finally winning one, which he did last weekend at Miami. Congratulations to him again. To finish, then, it's Miley Cyrus and The Climb. See you next week at 10 on a Tuesday. Bye for now.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. Struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments.